Godly Habits, 7 Spiritual Practices to Grow You as a Disciple of Jesus. Chapter 5, Hospitality. Hospitality is not what we think hospitality is. That is to say, when we think of hospitality, we might think of those within the hospitality industry, like waiters, chefs, and bartenders. More often, we think of flawless people in immaculate, open-plan, indoor-outdoor, architecturally designed houses, hosting similarly flawless people to lavish spreads of gourmet food, all prepared effortlessly. Not much to live up to, hey? But that vision bears little relation to what the New Testament envisages when it talks about hospitality. Literally, hospitable, philoxenos, means love for, philo, stranger, xenos. It's kind of the opposite of xenophobia, which means a fear of, a phobia, the stranger, xenos. There's no reference to designer kitchens or perfect food, placemats, and people. Hospitality is an extension of the concept of friendship that we covered in the previous chapter. In fact, in Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, he stretched the concept of neighbor to include anyone who crosses our path. Hospitality is more than loving our best chums. It extends that love to others and draws them into the love of Christ. It is both countercultural and an expression of God's hospitality towards us. In the Old Testament, the Israelite embrace of stranger was connected to their own experience of being strangers before they entered the Promised Land. Jesus indicated in Matthew 25 that whenever we love the least of his brothers and sisters, we serve him. The Apostle Peter encourages Christians to offer hospitality without grumbling in 1 Peter 4, while the Apostle Paul simply urges Christians to share with the Lord's people who are in need before directing them to practice hospitality. The Apostle John instructs Christians, or church leaders at least, to show hospitality to visiting missionaries in 3 John 8. But the writer to the Hebrews makes the wild claim that some Christians have shown hospitality to strangers, have actually entertained angels unwittingly. Though there's a special exhortation for church leaders to be hospitable, the bulk of New Testament references indicate that hospitality is not a specialized spiritual gift given only to a few, but is a practice that all Christians can enjoy. No doubt that some are better practiced than others, and on occasions we might be the stranger or the neighbor, but all Christians can build the discipline of love of neighbor and stranger into their weekly routines. Well, give it a go, number one, on Sundays. An obvious way to practice hospitality on Sundays is to join the welcoming team at church, looking out for newcomers or those who don't seem to have connections, and starting a conversation. But it's way more important to have a welcoming spirit, even if you're not formally on the welcoming team at church. Make it an aim to have one decent conversation with somebody who looks to be a newcomer or not yet connected, before chatting to your best mates. You can take it further by inviting someone to meet you for a meal, or to sit with you at a church dinner, or to join your group of hoodlums for a burrito or ice cream after church. Invite other established members of church at the same time so the web of connections grows. Kath from our congregation says, Christian hospitality is distinctive as it involves inviting people in who you may not know well, whether that's neighbours or people from church. I'm not trying to be Nigella Lawson. I like to be prepared beforehand so I can give my attention to my guests, which is far more important than me chopping and banging and carrying on in the kitchen. And if people want to contribute, I will happily say yes. As I'm preparing for people coming over, I'm thinking about who they are, and I'm praying that I will be gracious and welcoming in my own heart and spirit. And I'm just thrilled that I get to do it. It's a beautiful way to live out the gospel, to share the goodness that God has given me. Give it a go, number two, the other six. Biblical hospitality doesn't have to all happen on a Sunday. Across the other 6 days of the week, try to keep social engagements and outings open to the possibility of including someone new, and freely invite newcomers to join you. Not everyone can come to everything, but where you can have an open invitation, make open invitations. As an alternative expression of hospitality than social engagements, make someone a meal. The church has a meal roster ministry you can join to take meals to people in need and new parents. Try looking around your neighbourhood and acquaintances for someone who has a little extra on their plate at the moment and bring them a cooked meal, or a bought meal for that matter, one day this coming week. If you're really adventurous, you could plan a neighbourhood party. Help your neighbours connect with each other and find a greater sense of community in your neighbourhood by hosting a barbecue where people can bring a plate and meet and mingle. Some helpful hints. Ask God to show you people to love, whether at church, at your place of work or study, in your local community, and so on. Make a list of people who would be encouraged by an offer of hospitality. Pray for the people you invite into your home or out with friends, and pray that God will give you joy in demonstrating his love to others. Be kind to strangers whose path you cross during the day. Smile at strangers. Say hello to fellow dog walkers. Ask the petrol station attendant about their day. Collect simple, inexpensive recipes for meals and desserts, and have two or three go-to meals for hosting or delivering. It can be as simple as a barbecue chicken, some bread rolls, and salad. Identify someone who you think embodies biblical hospitality. Remember, it's more about love than magazine-worthy moments. What can you learn from them? Develop a list of standard conversational questions such as, how long have you lived in the area? And what do you like the most about living here? What do you have in the way of family? What do you get up to during the week? What drew you into the life of St. Matthew's? Make sure you listen well and ask follow-up questions. And feel free to share stuff about yourself too without dominating the conversation. If lunch or dinner is at your place, let your guests help in meal preparation and clean up. And if you've got children, involve your kids in cooking or delivering meals and explaining why you do it.